Season 2, Episode 1 of Dreamcast. Wow, it's been a long ride to get to this point, and it's an exciting place to be. So I've been getting a lot of feedback and requests and questions about my podcast development. Not just my podcast development, but my development as a writer and a creative in general. And so I'm going to tackle some of the requests and questions from listeners that I've had in between the ending of season one and now the beginning of season two. This request comes in the form of wanting to know more about inspiration. What inspires me? What kind of things do I use to stay creative? How things are related as far as my relationship with certain things, or how relationships inspire my writing, but basically inspiration and how that relates to me in my creative pursuits. So I thought first, as I tend to like to do with a word that something is based off of, let me see what that word means so I can fully know what I'm going to be talking about here. So inspiration is defined as the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. Some synonyms, words that mean the same or similar to inspiration, are motivation, encourages, influences, stimulates, incentive. This can come in the form of a person, a place, an object, a feeling. Now we start getting into more of the personal aspect of inspiration. There are so many things that inspire me and have and will continue to, I'm sure. So many things since I first started writing and expressing myself through the written word, and then now through podcasts. And those of you who share with me on my social media know that I will dance or share my thoughts on music or poetry and things of that nature. And so many things, again, have been in place or have come to be that inspire me to do these things. So just as a little background, so I've been writing since I was a child. I used to have a black and white composition notebook full of little poems, lots of lyrics to songs, because I always wanted to know the words to songs, and just little quotes and things that I found that interest me, or things that I was interested in, or things I wanted to get out. I think a lot of that comes from, for one, I was like in my own little imaginative world. I wasn't somebody that had a lot of friends. I didn't have a lot of them. I had some in school, but I kind of kept to myself. I was kind of like a loner. And so writing and music and dance were major parts of my inner world that I created for myself to express myself and to release feelings and certain things. So when I would be in school, and a lot of times instead of paying attention to the teacher, I would be writing in the back of my notebooks, writing songs, lyrics, short stories, part of that was school at that time for me, until I went into my junior high school, which was a gifted and talented school, until I went into that school, it was just too much in the way of academics, and it wasn't a lot of performing arts and things that were art related. And those kind of things were really what stimulated me growing up in Brooklyn. I really enjoyed the arts and museums and anything that got my creative juices flowing. So because those things weren't targeted in elementary school, I kind of took it upon myself to do those things on my own time or on the teacher's time. And then when I went to my gifted and talented school, it was wonderful. I always feel like it was Xavier School for the gifted, because everyone had an artistic or creative interest like I did. And so I felt really challenged. I took dance classes, I had music, I had acting. And then after school, I would also go to acting, dancing, and singing class. And so, yeah, I can sing, just not well. But anyway, it was enjoyable for me, because it was a way to get things out and to be around other people that created and wanted to create and enjoyed those kind of pursuits. So, again, I've been doing this for a long time. It just wasn't until the advent of social media that I started to share it with other people. And then started my podcast, as you all know, if you've been with me for a while, about 2 years ago. So going into now, some of the things that I do when I'm writing or preparing my podcast, I have a writing space that I have created for myself. So like a secretary desk with a beautiful view of the water and nature, and there's always birds walking around the lake and frogs and just little, you know, bugs and butterflies and things. And so I sit at my secretary desk. I have plants around me and other art pieces, and it's very uncluttered, very clean and serene, and my chair faces the window, so I can look out, and I get a lot of inspiration from nature. It also calms me, so it gives me peace of mind. My mind can feel really chill. And in between like sentences, if I'm writing or writing poetry or preparing the podcast, I can just look outside and it kind of grounds me. So my writing space is very important. Now, I don't sit there 100% because sometimes I may be sitting at my dining room table as well, which is near my writing space, and I can still have the view of the water, and that may be just in preparation to go to the writing space. But sometimes I have done things just laying in my bed or at my couch, but generally that's where I am. Now, if you have been following me for a while and sharing with me, you know music is a big part of my life, and so music has been shown to increase creativity and focus. So now, just as a side point, when I was in nursing school, when I would be preparing for my exams, I would listen to Mozart and like Bach, and you know, classical music has been shown to help, you know, like I said, increase focus. So I would do that. But so when I'm preparing to write or for my podcast, I will listen to music. I don't have any specific kind. Generally pretty chill music. I'm not listening to like my reggae, soca, calypso like I do when I'm in my dance moods. But those are kind of the things that I'm listening to kind of I mean, I didn't even say what I was listening to, but like really chill music. It could be some like Alina Baraz, some Sade, could be Maxwell, maybe Erykah Badu, Robert Glasper, those, that kind of stuff. Really chill, where my mind can kind of just feel relaxed. But during the writing, during my podcast, I'm not listening to music all the time. Definitely not during my podcast, because you would hear it now. And when I'm writing, if I am listening to it, it has to be pretty low, because sometimes it can crowd out my thoughts that I'm trying to get out. Now, if I'm dancing, which some of you who have shared with me on my social media see me do, certain types of music stimulate that and inspire me to dance. That generally tends to be Caribbean music. I mean, that always is Caribbean music. But then also some music with eclectic beats and things like that. That's kind of what inspires me to dance. But if it can make my body move, then that's inspiration enough. Walking and being out in nature, as I said before, nature is helps me relax, and it really also stimulates me, because just seeing life is something that inspires me to want to write and talk about. Usually what makes me want to talk about things that are peaceful and serene and being free and things of that nature. So I have places where I go to really relax my mind and or to be stimulated and inspired to write. And so there's a preserve that has like these wooden walkways around water, and you can see alligators, and you can see all different kinds of birds, and sometimes they have like boars and otters and snakes, just all different things. And then you just have the lovely scent and freshness of all the trees and the plants, and the air is so pure and feels so refreshing. You hear the rustle of the trees when the wind blows. You have the sight of the water and the animals, and it's just you and nature. And those kind of things really help me to relax again, like I said, and also to feel inspired to write, or relaxed enough to do that, or my podcast. Not so much in the way of dancing, but definitely when it comes to my spoken or written words. Also, interacting with other creatives, having friendships with others who are in pursuit of creative endeavors, or people who have very atypical thoughts and ideas and conversation, and people that don't enjoy small talk, those are the kind of people that inspire me. Again, I'm not a person with many, many people that I hang out with, but the ones I do or have tend to really stimulate my mind to think more open. Maybe it's thoughts that I hadn't thought before, or ideas that I never considered. So the conversations are very unconventional, and those kind of unconventional conversations really make my mind just like be in bewilderment, and those kind of things make me want to create, if that makes any sense. Inspiration. I was referring to relationships and how my relationships with those who I interact with inspire me to create. And so I was going to give an example of, as I was talking about non-conventional thinking and very open-minded and curious questionings. So my best friend, who died last year, we would have the most interesting, mentally stimulating conversations about every topic. And just to give an example of something that he had told me one time, he said, what if an atheist got reincarnated into a tree, got chopped down, processed into paper that had the Bible printed on them? Now, that kind of interesting thought process made me laugh hysterically, but also it makes you think. And I like things that make me think and like tinker in my mind with all different kinds of possibilities and thoughts. And so those kind of stimulating and mentally engaging conversations and interactions and experiences really did stimulate a lot of my creativity. He was a DJ, and so we spent a lot of time talking about music, and I spent a lot of time with him as he worked. And so that was also very stimulating, because not only were we able to engage in music, and I would hear all different kinds of new music that I may have not listened to on my own, but the uplifting of our interactions created a positive feeling in my soul and mind to be able to stir me to want to produce and to want to create. And he was actually the one who helped create my design for my podcast. A lot of my posts you see, all my posts that you see actually, were designed by him. And it's because he really believed in a lot of what I did and said that was going to help me keep going. So relationships really do play a big part in inspiration. Love is one of the most common topics for everything: music, books, poetry, podcasts. People are always interested in love and relationships. And I'm no stranger to that. A lot of my podcasts do tend to discuss relationships and their different aspects of them. So, of course, those kinds of things do inspire me to want to write and to share. Both the positive and negative aspects of love and relationships evoke feelings that can inspire creativity, whether that be heartbreak, or pain, or conflict, or joy, and ease, and bliss, and those kind of things do inspire me to either create some poetry, perhaps, maybe spoken word, maybe to dance out frustration, or to dance out in joy. But yes, definitely relationships play a part, whether that be friendships or a romantic relationship. And a big part of last year for me that did take some inspiration away from me in some ways, but inspired me in other ways, when my best friend again, who died, that grief that I felt and still feel really took away a lot of the inspiration I had to write. I was in the process of writing my book, and I still am, but I didn't really have the same desire to write as I did as much as doing either my podcast or, crazy, doing TikToks. I did a lot of TikToks last year, and I like to do ones that really are fun and engaging and comedic or dance related or just things like that, and put a different spin on creativity for me in those, which I was kind of thankful for at that time, because I guess it was what I needed. And the writing, it was putting me into a lot of depth of sadness, and I really I wanted to feel my emotions in it as they were happening, but it was hard to get out of. When I get into deep feelings of emotion, it can be hard to come out, and sometimes I need people that are close to me to pull me out, because I'm not just letting anybody, just any old body pull me out. But I need those kind of close people that know me well enough to help me out while still allowing me to feel the feelings I'm feeling, because I don't want to just be like, oh, I don't feel that, and ignore it, and then it hit me harder. But I need my time to grieve, but also the support and love and assistance of those who are close to me to help, you know, kind of say, you know, it's going to be okay, or let's talk about it, or whatever, you know. But so yeah, writing for me has been a little more difficult, but I've been kind of trying to make myself do it a little bit more these last few weeks, and it's been a good thing for me. But it did take some time for me to feel comfortable again, or just want to do it. Another thing that can inspire me, and it can seem like something small, but and it's something I do when I'm writing, is certain scents. Now, I consider myself to be a very sensual person. Sensual, the word sense is in there, because I like the feel of things to be a certain way. I like certain smells, certain views, things I can see. All different parts of my five senses, I like engaged in the ways I like them to be engaged. So when I do write or create, I like to have certain oils in my diffuser, and it just depends on my feelings. So like in the daytime, I might be grapefruit and mint, or it might be orange, or things that are kind of uplifting but also relaxing. And I like spa-like scents in the day. At night, now this is not for creative purposes, but more relaxation, just so you have a little idea of my routine at night, I like to put lavender. Lately it's been lavender, lemon, and bergamot into my diffuser, and that kind of helps chill me out a little bit and help me have a good sleep. And it's like my brain has now gotten used to that scent. It knows when it smells it, it's almost time to go to sleep. I can always fall asleep pretty much soon after I put that in my diffuser. But yeah, so scents play a big part in the stimulation of my mind, and also the relaxation of it to give me the space to create. And I didn't mention this either earlier, but I really like to be very comfortable in like clothing and feeling when I'm writing, so or when I'm creating podcasts. So like right now, just got on some sweats and a t-shirt, hair is up in a pineapple, but I need to feel really, really comfortable. I don't want to be in like heels and a dress. That doesn't usually help me. Now, my want to share knowledge and feelings that I feel others can resonate with and relate to is also an inspiration for me, because as I mentioned earlier, when I was younger, I always felt very misunderstood. I always felt like nobody understood me. I still feel that way sometimes now, but I stayed to myself. I kind of did my own thing because my imagination was just so vast and wild to me and intense. And so I kind of kept a lot of things to myself. But as I got older, and probably in the last 10 years, I started doing a lot of research into things like my personality type, being an intense individual, an empath, someone who really feels and absorbs others' emotions, and how to use those things to my benefit. And as I learned those things, they helped me feel so much more secure and accepting of myself. And so that also inspires me to want to help others feel that same security and safety and acceptance, because a lot of what all of us want is to be accepted. And if we choose to just be a loner or kind of be more to ourselves, fine, but you don't want to be seen as someone that is so different from everyone else all the time. We want to kind of feel like we can assimilate. So a lot of, again, my inspiration comes from wanting to help others feel like I felt when I learned more of myself. And so that's why a lot of what I share is based in self-awareness and self-love and self-acceptance, because if you can feel it a little sooner than I did, or just feel it at all, then I feel like I've done my due diligence to help and help you feel not alone. Now, things that I was going to share that can help you jumpstart your creativity, beyond the things that I've mentioned that helped me, that you may find that one of those things helps you. These are some things I looked up. So cinnamon vanilla scents are supposedly able to help boost creativity. Now, I just found this out, so I'm going to start incorporating that into my repertoire of scents. But yeah, cinnamon vanilla boosts creativity. Talking with others helps to others who, again, who are creative and who help stimulate your mind, helps you to jumpstart your creativity. I talk a lot with other creatives on social media and kind of bouncing off ideas and things that they want to do. And then sometimes there's someone who I share with on social media that started just posting poetry every day just to give himself a challenge. And it makes me want to push to do that as well, to also to not be stagnant, which I really don't like, not to be stagnant in my creative endeavors, because once you can get comfortable in that. And that was never me. I like to constantly evolve. And to also to free write if you're a writer, but also if you dance or you play music or whatever you do, just jotting down things and words and phrases and poetry. I can't tell you the amount of times that I'm at work, and I'm a nurse, by the way, and I have my paper with my patient information, and I'll turn into a blank part of that paper and just write something that comes to me so that I can make poetry out of it later, spoken word or written, or a song that I just have to listen to when I get home, and I may need to dance it to it. I need to dance it out. That's just something that happens to me here and there, and I'll post a video of it sometimes, or I'll just keep it to myself. But free writing, just dancing freely, creating a song or making a beat, those kind of things really do help us to kind of ground ourselves in our creativity, but also boost us into who knows what. It's important to kind of follow those feelings when you have them. Attending creative events can also stimulate creativity. I like to go to spoken word events, talent events. When my best friend was here, I would share with him at when he DJ'd, and that, like I said earlier, really jump-started my creativity. Now, because of COVID, there's not as many live events, but there are also Zoom events. I performed some spoken word on a live Zoom event during the quarantine time last year, and that was wonderful. And I wasn't necessarily in the best of mindsets to do that because work was so crazy and I was still in my grieving, but to be able to do that and hear others who had their own take on poetry and how they incorporated different events that were occurring into it, it was just lovely and beautiful to see, and it really boosted my creativity and want to do so. And then something I read, performing mundane tasks. I can't say enough how many times doing the most mundane of things, inspiration will hit you. Like washing some dishes and you think of maybe the water, and you think of things flowing, and you think of maybe love and how it flows, or I don't know, but different things like that that really wouldn't necessarily think stimulate you, but they do. So we don't always have to be doing something, but we could just be doing regular routine things, and inspiration something will inspire us to create. Now, something I had mentioned in one of my Instagram stories was about, I had done a 10-minute spoken word piece. Challenged myself, 10 minutes, I'm going to write something out. I was in the shower, just washing, and I thought of a phrase, and I said, I have to write something to this. I'm going to give myself a 10-minute challenge when I get out. Grabbed a piece of paper, grabbed a pen, wrote it out, posted it. And I had mentioned that when I was writing it, I knew exactly when I was finished. And I was asked about this. How do you know when you're complete? What is it that tells you that? And it's hard to fully explain it, but I just have found that if I'm writing something, I'll be writing and somehow I'm thinking of my next phrase to complement the one prior, and I find this perfect word or perfect phrase that I know I'm looking for, and when I find it and it fits, I know it's complete. A lot of times the first sentence of my poetry, whether it be written or spoken, is something I tie in the last phrase, just to bring it full circle, and then I know I don't need to write anymore. It's never based on a certain length. It could be 4 sentences, it could be 20, but I know when I'm done. And again, it's based off of either a word or a phrase, but it's something my brain is looking for to complete it and complete that thought or feeling that I want to convey to my readers or to my listeners, for them to experience fully what I have, and I know when I'm done. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but I just know. And it's a lovely feeling when it happens, because there's nothing pushing you to do anymore. There's no point in it, because you know you've completed out what you want others to take from it, or what you want to take from it, and nothing else is going to add to it any more at that point. So I really enjoyed talking about this, because without inspiration, there would be no podcast, no dreamcast, there would be no poetry, there would be no spoken word, there would be no dance, there would be no art, nothing. Inspiration is what leads art, is what leads creations. And my hope is that all of you who are listening and sharing this have what inspires you. And if you don't, find it. Maybe you need to go take a walk, close your eyes, and let the scents and the breezes and things envelop you, and let it help create something within you that makes you want to move and dance, or makes you want to pick up a pen and write, or makes you want to just record yourself speaking. I mean, we're all inspired in different ways, and we all create in different ways. Maybe it makes you want to pick up a paintbrush and paint something. Or maybe those unconventional, atypical, unusual friends that you have that have these unique thoughts and open-minded questions and seemingly strange ways, maybe those are the things that inspire you. They inspired me. Maybe that beautiful relationship that you share with someone, or that grief that you feel, stimulates you to want to share that with others, or just share it with yourself. and get it out. And maybe it helps you heal. Maybe it helps you celebrate. But find your inspiration. And if you decide to share it with the world, do so. You never know who it will resonate with, if not just yourself. And guess what? Now I know I'm done. And thank you again for listening to Dreamcast. And I hope everyone has a positive, energy-filled day.